Hey there, Bob Groves with Bob Groves Coaching. I wanted to give an overview of the advanced leadership training and strategies, the topics, the flow of things that we're going to be studying for the next year. And I got to tell you, I'm incredibly excited to do this with you. I know the value of what we're about to do is going to be incredible. And I've been studying and teaching leadership for over 30 years. And what I did was I sat down with literally all of my books, all of my training, and I asked myself one question. If I could train my staff for a year on what I thought they absolutely should learn, what would it be? And that's what this training is based off of. What would I want my staff, my team, even myself to be better in a year from now than I am today? We're going to study the art and science of leadership. Leadership is not only art and it's not only science. In other words, it's not just textbook and it's not just heart or gut or instinct. It's really a combo of those. And ultimately, leadership is influence, and you either have it or you don't. But we're going to talk about how to increase influence, how to build rapport, connect with other people. We're going to talk about trust. We're going to talk about a little piece of our brain called the amygdala and how we have to know how to get past that with people, not in a manipulative way, but in a way that is authentic and has integrity to it, to where we have greater influence with those that ultimately we're trying to influence and lead. Levels of leadership. I teach 5 levels. You need to know where you are, and you need to know how to climb to the next level. I want you to know your sweet spot. What is it you do best, and what is it you have to do that you're not real good at? And ultimately, the goal there is to help you be better at what you do, know what to delegate, know how to not just be busy, but how to be more effective at the things that really bring the greatest value to you, your team, your staff, your company. Learning from good and bad. Experience is not a good teacher, my friend. And we all have experiences that we haven't learned from. It's really evaluating experience. And so how do we glean data from the good and the bad? And then ideally, growing up to go up, what's it look like to advance our career, our strategy? How do we really get moving forward in where we're trying to go in life? We're going to talk about core skills. I've got to tell you, if we didn't cover anything else, this is an absolute game changer. The 5 facets of emotional intelligence. I wrote that for Canon. I taught it at Canon for about 3 years to their leaders, their managers. And since then, numerous companies, numerous clients of mine have asked me to teach this to them. It will change everything about how you lead. 90% of our success in life is tied to emotional intelligence. Communication. I have over 15,000 hours of public speaking. And so we're going to dig into the spectrum of communication, how to be a better communicator, things that you may do that lessen your effectiveness. But also, I think one of the greatest habits we can learn is how to actively listen. We're not good listeners. Our brain processes about 12 to 1500 words a moment, a minute, I mean, and people speak at about 100 words a minute. So our brain has to be trained on how to listen. Skills you need, your employer wants you to have. Problem solving in a proactive and effective way. There is a model to problem solving. There's a way sequentially to walk through problem solving to where we're not solving issues, we're solving the problem. And I can just tell you right now, if you're solving the same problem over and over, one, you're not solving it, and two, it's likely you're solving an issue instead of the problem itself. Pareto, the 80-20 principle. 20% of everything you do brings 80% of your results. And I use this principle every day in my business. What do I need to do today that will bring the greatest return? A growth mindset versus an employee mindset versus getting my time in. How do we change our mindset to where we're increasing our value to ourselves and to the world around us? Be a river, not a dam. There's four people you need in your life, and we're going to identify those people so you know how to let things be poured into you, so you pour them out, and you're always in a continual growth mode. Your attitude's highly contagious. It's called emotional contagion. Every leader has your hand on the thermostat. We need to know how to affect our culture in ways, and also identify why do some people ping off us in negative ways at times. We are greater than me. There's a huge difference between cooperation and collaboration, and we're going to talk about it. Advanced leadership skills. I am a DISC personality consultant, and what I'll teach in this couple sessions is knowing why certain people have certain tendencies when we work with them. Some people ask a lot of questions. Some people pull back. Some people thrive in chaos. And we need to know that about ourselves and others so we can connect and work better with the personalities. There's no wrong personality. It's just understanding why do certain people always have these types of tendencies in their life. Steps to leading positive change. Just like problem solving, positive change, there's a model for it. Most people don't know the model, so we create anything but positive change. We create upheaval, we create resistance, we create things that when we know how to walk through a model, everybody appreciates us better. A growth plan. I want you to have a vision. I want you to be thinking about where you're going. And I work through a very specific model myself every year for about the last 15, 18 years. And I'm going to teach it to you so you know how to put a plan in place for your life, personally, professionally. And then the ladder, there is no ladder. It's inside you. And if you're climbing internally, then the external will always take care of itself. And so here's kind of an overview of the plan. We're going to have weekly live webinars. This is the intro right here, July 28th. You are listening to or watching the intro right now. The first semester will kick off August 4th. We'll go through October 6th. The second semester, obviously there's a three-week break. It will kick off November 3rd, go through the end of the year. The thought is with this semester-based program or format, there will always be a sense of newness. We'll jump in, run hard for 10 weeks, take a couple moments off, jump in, run hard again for 10 weeks. And then obviously 2021 will kind of mid-January get into it again and go again. But I didn't want there to be a sense of this dragging on, going on forever. I want us to always have this sense of we're kicking it off again. Here we go. Let's run hard. Let's take a breath. Let's do it again. So each week, 30, 45 minutes, I'll teach the topics and more than what I've shared. They'll be recorded. They'll be available in audio format. Audio meaning there will be a link sent as well as I'll upload them to a podcast. So you can listen in whatever format works best for you. If you miss the live, you can listen to the audio on the way to work when you're at the gym or whatever. We'll do Q&As from time to time. I don't know how many, but it will really be tied to the feel of how things are going. I'll pre-populate them through email. I'll give you a couple weeks notice. Hey, we're going to do a Q&A, you know, on the 15th or whatever. If you have any questions you want me to answer, shoot me an email. I'll take those questions, put them into the live Q&A, and then the live Q&A will be a live Q&A. You can ask while we're in that format also questions that may be more relevant to the week ahead or where we are. So I'm not going to tell you we're doing two of those, one of those. We really will be dynamic in those and how we do them. There will be a weekly focus email with insights or questions for applications sent to you. It may be sent to HR, a contact person for company branding, or I'll send it to you. It's really different companies have different preferences there. Everyone that participates will get a certificate at the end. And then another piece to this is you can jump in. A company can jump in at any time. It's a continuity program. And so if you miss that first 10 weeks, they're not sequential. They're not prerequisites. You can start on the second 10 weeks, and then what you missed will actually be the last 10 that come back to you. So there will be companies always kind of jumping in as we go. And I'm sure even some of the companies that jump in on the front, when you see the value of this, you're going to want to broaden it. You're going to want to have another department jump in, or you're going to pay for another branch or whatever. It's just how it's going to be. It's going to be incredible. So I look forward to this. We're going to have a blast. See you soon. If you have any questions, even from this, shoot me an email. It'll be included in the data I send you. But my email will always be bob@bobgrovescoaching.com. bob@bobgrovescoaching.com. If you know other companies that would like to be a part of this, you can send this to them. You can send them my email, whatever makes sense. We're going to have an incredible time, and I look forward to hanging out with you. Have a great afternoon.